Hola, hello, ciao. This is Meme Del Mare, and you are listening to Tales from the Dub, Advent Edition. Hola, hello, ciao. This is Meme Del Mare, actual woman of the sea, with another mermaid carol for you. I just want to remind you that you can hear all of my landwalking friends and their awesome podcasts if you go to the Mega Mondo feed at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. But for now, you are stuck with me. And this song is one that you probably know the tune, but you don't know my words. We mermen of deep ocean are bearing gifts. We swim from afar through coves and eddies, past rock jetties. We follow the great sea star. Oh, sea of wonder, ocean home, currents take us where we roam, with pearls and tridents and whales to guide us. We make haste to Neptune's throne. And yes, every year on the solstice, the winter solstice, if we're in the northern part of the world, and the southern solstice, the summer solstice, if we're in the down below south part where the seasons are all backwards, then we go every on the solstice, so twice a year, we go to Neptune's throne and we celebrate the changing of the tides and the coming or going, depending on the time of year, of the light. Right now, because where I live in the northern bathysphere, I'm celebrating the winter solstice with my mer friends. And so what we do is we gather all of the phosphorescent fishes and the phosphorescent grasses that grow under the water. And we swim around in very, very fast circles and make them all glow so that it looks like a giant glowing portal in the middle of the ocean, except it doesn't take you to a faraway land or another planet or anything like that. It just takes you into the knowledge that all winters end and the light will eventually come back to the ocean surface and to the land all around us. So that is what we do for solstice. And if you do something for solstice, I would love to hear how landwalkers celebrate, because I've heard it involves a lot of fire and something called a Yule log that I think is just a stick with flames, but then sometimes I think it's like a rolled up cake thing with lots of cream. So please explain it to me, because I want to know. Otherwise, remember, never ever sing alone. If you have to, it's okay. But if you feel like you need someone to join your chorus, you can go to the nearest beach and the whales and the mermaids will join your song. I promise. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike Non-Commercial International 4.0 license. For complete show notes and my contact information, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.